Yeah, I'm good.
Hello, SK.
Hey, it's Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. Is John around?
Hold on.
Thanks.
All right, Megan, are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the most part?
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Hello.
Hey, John, it's Nick at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Doing good, thank you.
I don't know if you got my voicemail yesterday. I was trying to reach you before you left.
No, I didn't get any voicemail.
Okay. So I wanted to set up a call with my underwriter for you so we can go over some numbers.
Okie dokie.
Okay. I'll have him call you in a little bit. Is there a good time, a better time, or a bad time this morning?
No, you can do it any time he gets ready.
Okay.
Give me a hint. What's he wanting to know?
He just wants, before he signs off on the final approval, he's going to run by the options for you and see what's best and just confirm and make sure I didn't,
my friend is, you know, I worry about borrowing somebody money. Oh, I want to figure out how to pay it back. And I don't want nobody not to understand what we're doing because we are been doing it for 35 years. So we just ain't starting in this business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, he's real good.
We've been here forever.
Yeah.
And what I'm really, between off the record, what I'm really doing is I'm paying off that Regions Bank that we've been in business with, and I've got a major insurance company that's going to pay them off and give us a 25-year, 4% interest loan. It's going to take 60 days to get it done because they like everybody else. They don't move fast. And so that's why I need a bridge loan to carry me till I get to that damn thing. Follow what I'm saying? And then I'm going to have money. I'll have money to run this business with. And I know for damn good and well then, because I got a $2 million operating loan on that thing too, that I'm going to be in good shape. I can pay you back no matter what happens. You got the picture?
Yeah. No, we're going to set you up.
Did I talk too fast for you?
No, I'm an East Coast guy.
That you didn't understand what I just said.
I know what he said.
But that's between me and Gately said, well, why don't you just wait to there? Because that's going to take, they said, really 90 days, but maybe 60. So you just can't sit around here without no money. We're trying to bring in all these millions of dollars worth of goods, and you sitting around here twiddling your thumbs because you don't have an operating loan until they put it in effect. You got what I'm saying? We operate internal growth money plus the receivables that we brought in from last year, which is over $1.5 million. We operate off of that, plus whenever these crops that we got coming in here right now. So, and we're only about 3 weeks away from picking these tomatoes, and that's going to be $1.5 million plus coming in. We'll be picking in June, and you'll get them and get the money in July, and we own the packing house. The money comes in, so if I can just get to that point, I'll be in tip-top shape once again. That's the crux of the whole thing right there. That's the picture of why we're doing this, and that's straight up.
No, I got you. It's really more of a...
I'm not going to Las Vegas with the money.
Off the record, I wouldn't care if you were.
But I'm just saying that ain't what we're doing. We've been here forever, and I'm trying to stay here. The boys want to run the business, and that's what we're doing. That's it. That's the grist of it right there.
Yeah, it's really just more of a standard operating procedure for us. We like to have have access to the underwriter.
I don't mind answering any questions that they want to ask me, because it's all straight up. It ain't nobody fixing nothing. There it is.
No, yeah. It's a real casual call that only take a couple minutes.
I would imagine somewhere along the line there's people say, look, yeah, I'm going to see if I can please these people out all this money, and then he might not see him again. I don't know whether that's ever happened to y'all or not. I wouldn't doubt it. Somebody tried.
You know, seen everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But
seen everything.
I got 2,000 acres of land over here, and that insurance company's going to loan that money on the land. You got that? They put the money up in land. They want the dirt. The dirt can't disappear. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. No, we got you, John. We're going to take care of you today. Have this wrapped up for you. And,
Alrighty.
yeah, so
What
I'll
kind
have
of
him give you a
plan? What
call.
kind of plan are we talking about on a what payback? Is that a weekly deal or what is that? A monthly? What are we?
Yeah, the underwriter's got all the options for you, so you're
Okay.
going to have everything, so you can really just do it how you want. But, yeah, he just sends me an email. He sent it to me yesterday afternoon. It said, "Hey, Nick, coming to a decision on the file. Can you contact John and set up a call for me?" So I missed you yesterday, but so I wanted to call
I
you.
tell you another thing, you ain't never had no problem finding us.
Yeah,
We're here busting our ass working 7 days a week, so
that's
you just like me. We trying to make it.
it. Rent's due on the first.
I ain't on the federal take. Nobody give me no damn millions of dollars like Miss what's her name from the bank and everybody else for giving a speech. I give a speech for $250,000. I give them a damn good. I'll tell them how it is out here. You probably could tell them
Somebody
how it
needs
is
to
too.
tell them.
You probably heard every story it is in the world. I'm gonna
It's
tell
the
them.
most depressing. This year, the past year and a half, talking to business owners all over the country, it's probably been the most depressing time.
And I don't know who you voting on and don't care, but the working class man, the ones that have been voting for Trump, they the ones that are getting ignored. All these politicians, every one of them was a politician, a slick dick politician. They go up there and they a lot of them are worth nothing. They'd come out, all of them would be worth $1 million because they're on the take. They're lobbyists.
Yeah.
They want to call themselves a lobbyist, so that makes it illegal. And the rest of us, we send them up there and they're going to fix everything. They don't fix nothing. They don't fix nothing for me anyway. Let me put it that way. I don't know what they do for you. But I'm still here and I'm
And
eating good, but that ain't the point.
yeah,
They need
you're
to raise
still here and
interest
eating
rates.
good because you're working hard, just like
They
me.
don't
It's
want
the
they don't
same
need to raise
thing.
no damn interest rates. They crazy as hell, them people in that Fed. I reckon they feel like they need to do something, they feel important, you know. But it's tough out here. Your
Yeah,
commodities
yeah.
go down and your cost of doing business still goes up. And the oil's going back
Yeah.
up, so the fuel's going to go back up. Yada, yada, yada. They want to raise taxes so they can say they pay their bills. They need to do like me and you. They need to. As many $1 trillion they take in to wash, and they'll learn to live on that, and that's it. They need to get their house in order. But them politicians won't do that. They won't do it
No.
with them. They ain't done it yet, have they?
It's crazy, right? You have all these rich politicians that have all their ducks in a row personally, but they can't handle something else. Like, the government budget. They just can't. How does that not translate? I don't know.
I don't know, but really, it's not be as might not be as bad as I'm saying it is, but it takes a lot of money to do anything nowadays. Money don't go
Yeah.
very far, and they're gonna raise the. They're always looking for some way to raise the tax,
Yeah, of course.
and me and you gonna pay it. That's what
Yeah,
they take
you
out of
got no
your check
choice.
every week. They say, "What do y'all do with that money?" I don't know.
I'm in California. Are you kidding? It's unbelievable.
What do they do with your money when you send it into Washington? What are they doing with it? I don't know what they do.
Well, don't know. I feel like they're giving it away, but.
You just tell that man to call me, and me and Will will be sitting here. We'll tell him anything we can tell him, this straight up. Okay?
Yeah, it'll be a real casual conversation. Just take a couple minutes and then be able to give you all the options.
I want him to understand what we're doing. Okay.
No, I've gone over everything and I painted a real good picture. That's why I ask a lot of questions and
Well,
I'm real detail oriented.
the big picture is we waiting on that money to pay off the bank where we can get long-term money. They got short-term money. That don't do that. We need long-term money. And
Yeah.
with payment spread over a longer term on land.
Yeah.
And so that's what we got lined up to get. So, but we need money to get there. To you, and we are close, but making into July, we'll have it coming in here. But anyway,
Nice.
we can take care of you. Done this, I'll leave enough money in there where I make damn sure I pay you. So when you draw on it, it's gonna be there. I'll have me a reserve in there. I ain't gonna spend all that money. I'm gonna have me a reserve in there. So when y'all draw, it's gonna be there. You bet your ass on that. I ain't gonna start out in the hole. Okie doke. Tell him to call me.
All right. All right, John. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.